It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
A busy Wednesday. Jason Wilde on assignment. We'll get to him in a second. It's Dame time on Season 4 Behind the Bucks podcast presented by Gallagher. Explore Bucks superstar Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a two-star high school prospect to a top 75 player in NBA history. The series, narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks and experience with the team. Wonder if they've added or are going to add things. I would suspect so. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcast, Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant. Live listening, show replays, exclusive content, it's all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Used to be Wisconsin On Demand, not anymore. ESPN Wisconsin app, your state, your teams, your ESPN, the Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores. Comedians. Again, Jason Wilde on the Packers, momentarily, still on assignment. American Place Casino. I always tell you about how far it is, a half hour south of Franklin, a half hour south of Franklin. And did I tell you American Place Casino, a half hour south of Franklin, specifically 38 minutes if you want to be even more specific. Located in Lake County, Illinois, they have great table games, great slot machines, they have a great sports book, and now comedy shows at the Lighthouse American Place Casino, hosting three comedy shows in May. Brad Upton, Patrick Warburton, and Jay Moore. Jay Moore, I remember, sports guy. And I'm not sure there aren't other people. You really need to go. Tickets for all the shows are available now. Can be purchased online at AmericanPlace.com/entertainment to make sure that all the comedians, there are even more. That's AmericanPlace.com/entertainment. And joining us now is Jason Wilde, no longer on assignment. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, Homer. How are you?
I am awesome. And how are you, Jason?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. I probably don't do that often enough. All right. This, I'm guessing, is the time where you start researching, want to interview the Packer draft choices, or how far have you gone along in that process, and where's the food chain in terms of your interest in learning more about certain players?
Well, first of all, Patrick Warburton, for those that don't know who that is that you were mentioning,
Yeah. He's
the guy who played David Putty on Seinfeld.
Oh.
So if you're a fan of him, I think he's also, maybe he was the pick. I'll have to let Pebble help me out with that. But he's had a very good career. So he might be worth checking out for
all
folks
right
that were listening.
Nicely
to
done.
About.
I wouldn't have thought of you as the comedian assistant.
Yeah, and Jay Moore was the slimy agent that was kind of the villain of Jerry Maguire, mm-hmm, the Tom Cruise movie. So, obviously we haven't gotten to talk to any of these guys yet. Friday, Saturday are the two access days for the rookie minicamp, so I always look forward to that. It's one of my favorite things of the year. I've certainly been doing my reading about Matthew Golden and Savion Williams and Anthony Belton. I'm kind of working my way one by one and, you know, kind of bookmarking some different stories, and then I'm going to work on the questions I want to ask each of those guys. I mean, obviously, Baron Sorrell was kind of the story of the last day of the draft, but I've barely written anything about Micah Robinson, the seventh round corner from Tulane, and John Williams, the big offensive tackle from Cincinnati. So I got a lot of guys' stories to still tell, but you know, I'm certainly looking forward to when we get to talk to Matthew Golden. I am obviously a sucker for heartwarming stories, and I want to get more into the this idea that his grandmother who raised him had lost her home, and that his first goal with his NFL contract is to buy back the house that was repossessed.
Yeah, well,
from
you
her,
need to so talk to Matthew privately. and say, the guy I work with says, shouldn't you already have enough money to get that done from what you were making?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his NIL money is or was. I thought the same thing when I heard that quote.
I would go with somewhere between a quarter to $500,000. But I'm there. Sometimes I guess.
Yeah, but after taxes, I mean, how much is that?
Yes, nicely done. I hope at some point that someone that I say that, you know, after taxes.
What I always say about big contracts. After taxes, though, it's really not that much. You know, they're on the hook for $58 million with Dame, but, you know, after taxes, it's not that much.
But my premise is that people that want to take care of their family, there are now ways in which that can be done in college. And this is slightly off target, but everybody should know, if you want to learn about what's going on, just go over and follow what's occurred in Europe. For example, the famous tennis player Rafael Nadal signed his first shoe contract at the age of nine.
Wow.
Because by the age of nine.
If the world's greatest edutainer had seen you beat that one kid had never lost, maybe you would have gotten a shoe contract.
No, they had pretty much come to the conclusion. But I mention that because LeBron James probably would have been, I don't know how many millions, before he ever got out of high school. Because I'm sure that was true of,
especially if he was in high school in Wisconsin now, based on NIL rules that they're going to have for...
Yeah, I don't see how you can prevent it anywhere. It's you know, how do you say no?
I don't feel like I'm the guy that always looks back on the good old days and think we'd be better off if we went backwards. And considering the damage you've done to my misconceptions about my guy John Wooden, I understand.
Yeah, that's what everybody would say. Hey, Jason, NIL isn't new. Sam Gilbert,
right.
He was the president of NIL.
Or that Blue Chips movie with Nick Nolte punting the ball into the stands with Shaq and Penny and Matt Nover on his roster. But I would say this. I mean, I don't love the idea of this trickling all the way down to high school kids now. Like, I feel like, you know, just for example, like Sydney's girls basketball team, you know, there's different kids of different economic backgrounds, but they don't even like get to keep their own jerseys. Like, they have to turn them in at the end of the season. And I would rather raise money so every kid, regardless of their family's income, can have their jersey. I'm not saying we need to have names on the back and all the other stuff, but like, you know, I would rather see us focus in on finding ways to fund all sports across all schools than having kids. Like, if you have kids that are that special, that would be worth considering that. I would love to see that money delved out in a different way. But again, college, I'm totally on board. I just think it needs to be regulated better than it has been. But back to our point, I will ask Matthew Golden that. I'll try and ask it in a private and friendly, nice manner, but I had the exact same thought, so you're not alone.
My fascination of the draft actually starts with Anthony Belton, because I am convinced this is Rashid Walker's last year with the Packers. He will be the starter, but they're...
I'll join that club.
Yeah, and this guy Belton, I don't know, I mean, I defer to Bulai, 6'6", 336, are there left tackles that big?
Yeah, but there's a different, sure, there are, but there are some differing opinions on him, too. Like, you know, if you read Dane Brugler, he had him as a third or fourth round pick, and there's, anytime the word plodding is used to describe a guy's footwork, now that doesn't mean he's right, right? I mean, I think Dane does a great job. He doesn't work for a team, but I think he does a really good job, and I think his stuff is must read going into the draft.
Yeah, now, that, I mean, I like, think it's, goal, yeah. And that's a good
like
to know.
Joel Buxbaum was.
Yes. Oh, Joel Buxbaum. Yeah, Buxbaum.
Yeah, I always said it Buschbaum too, but then I was corrected by somebody who actually knew him. But my point is that I just because he's a second round pick, and just because he's gargantuan in size, doesn't mean he's good, right?
At correct. The NFL well, in level. Fact, it makes me think he's more likely to be something other than a left tackle. And there's certainly other things, but that just seems too big. And then if that's the case, if you give me that information, then I might have to rethink and believe that maybe they'd like to keep Rashid Walker for, maybe a year after this year.
Well, look, here's what's going to happen with Rashid Walker. He's either going to win the job or lose the job.
He's going to win the job.
Jordan Morgan. Now, I believe he should win the job.
But
again, I don't know how training camp's going to play out. I also believe that if he plays really well, he will make himself a ton of money. Now, whether that direct deposit comes from the Green Bay Packers.
It will not.
Or comes from a different team.
Yeah.
If he wins the job and plays well, he will have, because he can play. I'm not saying he's Joe Thomas. I'm not even saying he's Chad Clifton. But he is better than he gets credit for. And frankly, I'm not saying that he doesn't need to be pushed or anything like that. But the fact that they have opened after 2 years, after he saved their bacon in 2023, playing at the level he did after Bakhtiari played in one game, if I was him, I'd be pissed. And I'd be very
really?
Motivated to come. Yeah, I would. Because. Oh. I would say, look, I am not perfect. I am motivated. I've been a contract year, but the idea to make it sound like, I should have to fight for my job. And I understand the NFL is all about competition and iron sharpens iron and all that other stuff.
He knows he's got the job because he knows.
I don't think he,
he knows what Morgan is and isn't.
Well, I don't know because Morgan started one game last year. My point is that I think long term, they don't know how they're going to reconfigure this line. I also don't know, as much as Goody said nice things about Elton Jenkins moving to center, he's going to turn 30 this season. We know how we feel in Green Bay about guys that have had their 30th birthday, and he will have one more year after this year left on his contract. I saw Matt Schneidman of The Athletic pointed out in the 154 photographs that were taken by Evan Siegel, the team photographer, at their first workout, that Elton wasn't in any of those pictures either, just like Jair wasn't. We cannot make unsubstantiated leaps and say, oh, maybe he's not there because
who's the center if
unhappy
he's not?
With his contract. Jacob Monk,
okay.
I guess, who was a fifth-round pick a year ago. Like, my point is that they could very well, have Jordan Morgan or Anthony Belton as their starting left tackle next year, and then whoever isn't the starting left tackle be one of the guards, right?
Yep.
They paid Aaron Banks, so he's going to be here for at least 2 years.
Yep.
So he's going to be one of the other starting guards, whether it's Elton or Jacob Monk or a draft pick. At center in 2026, I mean the only guy that I think is certain from last year's lineup to be still a starting offensive lineman in 2026 is Zach Tom, who I expect them to pay an extension to.
Yeah, I got Jenkins
otherwise,
too.
Yeah, maybe. Look again. That's another one of my guys, so I'm not trying to rush him out the door. I'm just saying he's getting to an age where Goody doesn't like to pay guys. And
can centers generally play to an older age?
Sure. We saw it with Frank Winters. We saw it with, we saw it with Jason Kelsey.
Okay.
That's not uncommon. But again, I don't know. I do have Elton's number. I've not bothered him yet. But there is part of me that wants to text him to say, hey, are you okay? Like, are you okay with the move to a different spot? Are you okay with playing out your contract as it currently stands? Are you hoping to get an extension this year? What are your, I'd love to know where he's at, in terms of those things. But the bottom line is that this draft was not just for helping them in 2025.
Yeah.
It was also with an eye to 2026 and beyond.
Is it made up some question about whether or not the 40 time by Golden was as good, or that's the only one he did that fast? Is that made up, or have you seen anything to that effect?
I have not.
Okay.
I can't say that I've delved into that.
I mean, I don't even know if it's legit. I don't know. We never.
Yeah, I had not seen people questioning it.
Okay.
But again, I it's amazing how much happier I am, but also how sometimes things get past me because I spend far less time on Twitter.
Yeah, that's why I asked you, because if it occurred, you wouldn't get it from Twitter. You'd hear from somebody else. I did.
Well, I would have had to get it from somewhere else, for like Twitter, to ask somebody else whether it's true or not, though.
And your peeps, the people you talk
to. But now I got
it
from you. Now I got it from you, which is just as questionably reliable as others.
No, it has no has no credibility whatsoever. The fact that you haven't heard from someone or anything then makes me think that I probably shouldn't.
Well, I doubt anyone from the Packers would reach out to me and say, "Hey, just so you know, turns out Golden's not as fast as we clocked him."
Well, one of my sources said, "Everybody should know, I don't care what the number is, he's not as fast as Watson."
Hmm.
On the field.
Was it Watson's dad?
No, but excellent question. Yeah, no. But if it was, I would Goody you. You know what that means?
I'll
just lie.
You would lie to me.
Yeah, I support. I like Goody. I don't know him that well. I have no problem with general managers lying on a regular basis. I think it's necessary to serve their interests, which would be the team. Did you, in your research as far as the draft, did you get any input from anybody about Deion's son, who's, I like to refer him to that because that's basically what he is. I know he has a first name, but that gave you any, there was any discussion, not necessarily good or bad, or just at all? Or is that just not the way you do things and nobody just kind of brought it up?
I had not talked about that with anyone before the draft because the conversations I have with scouts that I know tend to be about guys the Packers might be interested in, or more big picture about positions. So I did not know about that, but I'm not surprised, right? I mean, he's Deion's kid. I can see how you could feel entitled or half-assed in interviews or whatever else it might be. I find that very believable. Again, I also haven't delved into, I know there's been a lot of podcast air taken up with the discussion of whether he was colluded against or blackballed, or if there's a racial angle to this. I would just say the folks that are comparing this to, like, Colin Kaepernick, I mean, Colin Kaepernick, whether you agree or disagree with him, and I know lots of people disagreed with him, I thought he took a very peaceful approach to making his point. But however you felt about him, he got blackballed for doing something he believed in. This was, I don't think that these two people should be linked in any way. And I don't think there should be a victimhood for the Sanders family. They were victims of that prank call from Jeff Ulbrich's kid, and that wasn't okay.
I can't believe that, and I don't know that family, but I say I can't believe a kid would do that, given his dad's job.
He's going to be washing his dad's car for a long time.
No, it's just...
No kidding.
I can't see how you could do it or get away with it. I mean...
Took video of it, so we know he actually did it.
But
yes,
like, what's the relationship between his dad? There clearly isn't the same level of fear that I had with my dad. I mean, there are certain things you'd pick, like one associated with his job. I'm not going there. I could die. That dynamic there, like, I just would want to ask him, how? Didn't you have some fear about giving your dad's work? Go ahead.
Maybe he just wants his dad's attention and wants him to come to one of his sporting events once in a while.
Nice. Yes, but wouldn't you be scared to do that, given your dad's employment?
Look, I would say this.
That's all I'm asking. Would you? I would have been scared to death.
Right. The 53-year-old me thinks that way. The 21-year-old me, maybe I think I'm not going to get caught, right?
All right.
Maybe I think I'm going to get away with it. Maybe I think they'll never be able to figure out it was me. You know, you do some stupid stuff when you're 21 years old, and this obviously was pretty stupid. But again, this is, you know, I don't want to get into a big sociological conversation, but this is also the world we live in, right? Whether it's Halliburton's dad talking to Giannis, or it's a 21-year-old kid thinking, hey, I'm going to do this prank and put it on TikTok. It's going to be awesome. And not thinking it through, like all those things are kind of functions of, you know, we're not doing the greatest job of thinking things through before we do them in today's
day. Yes, given the realization that they always used to say your character will be determined by what you do that people don't know about. There is no such thing. Everybody needs to be told from a young age, everything you do will be noticed. Everything you do will be seen. And so just be aware of that. And whatever you choose to do, understand that. How do you know that?
Yeah.
I just think accept that, because that's what's available to people, and that's what amazes me, that most everybody knows that, don't they?
Right? It's like Tim Van Buren taught me many, many years ago when I was doing the Packers Blitz TV program with him and Mickey Leach. Always act like
legendary.
The microphone is on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Mickey Leach, another one of those people that you meet that you just know. This is a Hall of Fame person at what they do and who they are. And most people have no idea who we're talking about, and I don't care. I just...
Outstanding photojournalist for WITI TV6.
And I just wasted 30 seconds of their life because they'll probably never hear of him again. So what? All right, thanks, Jason.
Yeah, I think Mickey will appreciate it. All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
You bet. He mentioned Tim Van Voren, not next, but soon.